Recorded Books presents The Four Realms of Existence, A New Theory of Being Human, by Joseph E. Ledoux, narrated by Graham Rowett. Preface. I conceived this book in August 2020, while I was sheltered in the Catskills in upstate New York, riding out the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic. I moved the manuscript into the home stretch back in Brooklyn in the summer of 2022, tidied up while I was a visiting scholar at the London School of Economics that fall, and submitted it Thanksgiving weekend. Somehow it seems fitting that, after 2.5 squeaky clean years, I finally came down with COVID just as this book went into production. I don't have a writing schedule. I love writing and just do it as often as I can. That is how I find out what is on my mind. Regardless of whether you are a methodical writer who thoroughly researches your topic, or a leap-before-you-look writer who, like me, has an idea and figures things out along the way, the content that results is not generated by you explicitly planning each word, phrase, or conception. As this book unfolds, you will see that this is a key part of the story I will tell. That your conscious understanding of your mind is an interpretation or narration that flows effortlessly from non-conscious processes. I'm not referring here to the deep, dark, Freudian unconscious. I have something far more mundane in mind, something I borrowed from the pioneering psychologist and brain researcher Carl Lashley, who said that every conscious thought is preceded by, that is, based on, non-conscious, or better yet, pre-conscious, cognitive processing. While this book is partly about how consciousness depends on non-conscious processing in the brain, I tell a much bigger story, one in which our biological makeup is the foundation of our neural makeup, which underlies our cognitive makeup and enables our conscious makeup. No, it's not about reducing consciousness to cognition to the brain and the brain to biology. It is instead about how everything that can be said about you as a living thing is subsumed by interactions between biological, neurobiological, cognitive, and conscious ways of being. These are our realms of existence. All living things, all organisms, exist biologically. But some of these, namely animals, evolved nervous systems, and so they also exist neurobiologically. Of these, some can think and plan, and thus exist cognitively. Finally, some cognitive organisms also exist consciously. All that we are is subsumed within these entwined realms of existence. Much thanks to my wife, Nancy Prinsenthal, a fantastic writer and editor. With her keen eye and sharp mind, she made invaluable contributions. Our son, Milo Ledoux, also helped by posing challenging questions on key topics, like animal consciousness and conscious AI. It was great working with Robert Lee again. He made the illustrations for my earlier book, Anxious, and also created the original figures in this book. Introduction. Who are you? One afternoon in 1976, I was sitting in a small camper trailer in Bennington, Vermont, with a teenager named Paul. I said, "Who?" aloud, and simultaneously pushed a button that caused the words, "Are you?" to briefly appear on the left side of the projection screen. The boy's left hand reached forward toward a pile of Scrabble letters. He pulled out four and arranged them to spell Paul. Studies of Paul, or P.S., as he is known in the literature, were part of my Ph.D. research at the State University of New York at Stony Brook under the mentorship of Michael Gazzaniga. Mike, just 10 years my elder, had achieved scientific stardom in the 1960s for his Ph.D. work at Caltech on so-called split-brain patients. People received this surgery because available medications were unable to relieve their epilepsy. By severing the nerve fibers that connected the two hemispheres of their brains, most notably the bundle of nerves called the corpus callosum, the seizures became more manageable. When I first arrived at Stony Brook in the fall of 1974, Mike was not yet my mentor. That transpired after a fellow student showed me an article that Mike had published.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?